I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your delivery story? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and it's a commercial-free hour, and still talking with Jamie here that won those tickets a couple minutes ago for Billy Idol. Hang on. Okay, we got to back up and talk about this. You went to the Alex Warren show 9 months pregnant?
Sure did.
On 4th of July, and then you had your baby when?
Okay, I had my baby July 6th. I was actually supposed to go to Lumineers, too, but I waited off on it.
Oh, my gosh. So do you think that were you on schedule? Was it around your due date?
I was a week early.
Well, it had everything to do with Alex Warren. I think your baby was like, oh, my gosh, enough with Ordinary. Get me out of here. I want to sing it in person.
That was like the best show of my life, by the way. It was so great.
How were you feeling, though, at the show 9 months pregnant?
You know, not too bad. Not too bad. I had FOMO really bad from missing those Lumineers.
Oh, my gosh.
But, no, it was great. I would do it again, too. And I saw you at Summerfest. I said hi. It was nice to see you.
Yes, it was great to see you, too. So Tyson's middle name isn't Alex or Warren or anything like that?
No, it's actually Lee from Bruce Lee. So it's Mike Tyson mixed with Bruce Lee.
Tyson Lee. This kid is going to be a fighter. This kid's going to have spunk and some energy. Well, we're glad to hear that you're doing really well, and I'm sure you'll never look at Alex Warren the same way again.
Oh, I won't.
It's true. I'm telling you, my really good best friend from college, Katie, we went and saw Celine Dion when she was very pregnant. She was about 8 months pregnant, I believe, with her son, Coleman. And when she was pregnant, Coleman was going nuts inside her belly. And she looked at me and said, Coleman either loves Celine Dion or Coleman is over Celine Dion. And I got to tell you, he's very musically inclined. So we're leaning towards he was excited about Celine Dion. So you never know.
Who wouldn't be? That show sounded amazing.
Right. You never know. Tyson might be the boxer or fighter that can sing a good song.
I'm hoping so.
Well, good luck to you with the new baby. And thanks for calling in this morning. Appreciate you sharing the story with all of us.
Of course. Thanks, Elizabeth. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Bye.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.